All right, welcome back to the Happiest Sad Person podcast. It's been a minute, but I'm back to doing some solo episodes, and there will be one today. And first things first, I kind of want to get your guys' opinion slash, you know, if anyone wants to listen to this, then tell me what they think. I introduced myself as Allie to you guys. That's what the name I've gone by most of my life, but my full name is Alessandra. And I've always wanted that to be my writing name. And I've always just thought that that name sounds more professional. And I had a professor, an English professor in college, that said that I should go by my first real name, Alessandra, because it would be a waste of a cool name if I didn't go by my given name, if you will. So I'm debating on reintroducing myself as Alessandra, and I currently am testing out this sort of weird foray into my real name, into classes that I'm taking right now online with people that obviously don't know me, and it's gone well so far, and they call me by my full name and I respond, because sometimes that's an issue because I'm used to hearing Allie and not Alessandra, but obviously I register that that's my name. So yeah, tell me what you guys think, if it would be weird if I, you know, what, 12 episodes in now, migrated to my full name. But in the future, my goal is to write using my full name. If I'd ever create, you know, way down the line, you know, a dream of mine would be to create like a production company or something, I would use my full name. I just think it would look better on credits. And it just feels like a waste. It feels like I'm not using something to its full potential. So yeah, that's my current conundrum. Weigh in down below in the comments or shoot me a DM on Instagram. But one of those two classes I am taking is, I've officially started, a yoga teacher training class. And oh my god, has that been an endeavor. I assumed it would be a lot of work, but I did not realize how much work it would entail and how much out of my comfort zone it would take me. I mean, my first week of classes, I taught a flow to another student and I had never done that before. So that was fun, just sort of ripping off the Band-Aid. None of us knew we were teaching that assessment that day. I think they did that on purpose. But it was so refreshing just being forced into something you had no opportunity to say no. And I just dove right in, and it was scary, obviously, because anytime you do something for the first time, it's intimidating and scary, and especially teaching something to someone where they're having to move their body and physically do something. They're putting a lot of trust in you. And so I really felt that level of trust from the other person. But it all worked out. I actually helped her to teach me as I was sort of the guinea pig for her teaching. So yeah, it was a pretty cool experience, and I am going to continually sort of maybe give updates on how the teaching is going. I'm currently in week one. I still have so much reading and assignments and just practicing to do as well. Like physically, me on my yoga mat, really trying to realize how to teach these postures to people. I just, for some reason, thought teaching yoga was going to be really, really simple, because I've done yoga off and on now for about eight-ish years. And so I thought, no big deal. You know, I'll learn a little bit more about the body and I'll be up and running. But no, 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 no. It is so much more intensive. You need to know the cues, because a yoga video you watch, they had to just start from the postures and then create the actual flow, how to move from one position to the other. And I think if you do yoga at all, you take that for granted. And so starting from scratch, wow, it's been interesting. But I've really been enjoying the class, and I'm excited to get ahead of schedule rather than behind. So after I record this, I'm probably going to be doing another 2-ish hours of work, probably, on that class. It's currently, 2:12 in the morning, which, weirdly enough, is earlier for me, but I have been going to bed earlier. So hopefully I'll be in bed by around 4:15, which for me is just fine, but I'm slowly trying to move my bedtime up and up and up and up and up in increments. And it's been working so far, and I've been waking up earlier too, because I'm sure you all have been struggling with the seasonal depression of it being dark at like 5 o'clock almost now, like 6:15, I guess, currently. But yeah, so I feel like I need a little bit more daylight to sort of do the things I want to do, and not feel like I'm crunched for time. But yeah, today's episode, after that sort of lengthy check-in, I was just thinking the other day, so I sort of come up with topics, you know, as they come to me, as I sort of think of what's pertinent, you know, in my brain at the moment, and sort of like a larger concept to discuss. And I've really been I've decided that I want to move from where I currently live. And I realized that I needed to sort of give myself permission to move on. And what I mean by that is that I had told myself all these things to stay, and sort of just keep the status quo. And I needed to finally let everything go and say to myself, yeah, you're allowed to leave. There's nothing holding you back. And me, myself, I'm giving permission to myself to feel all those feelings about ambivalence and excitement to move, that sort of combination, and just do it if it's something I need to do. Because I have lived in this current location my entire life. I've traveled, you know, throughout the country of the United States, and obviously abroad. So I've been to other places, but I have never really lived outside of the general city and then city limits of Pittsburgh. And I've never quite felt like I fit in here. I've always felt this really profound sense of loneliness and sort of isolation. And I remember feeling this way in like third grade, and I was in elementary school, and I don't know what had happened for this triggering thought, but I remember I was in a seat next to the window looking outside and just thinking, I hate this place. I gotta get out of here. And ever since then, even before then, I just really felt out of place here. And that's, you know, for the long time, I did not think that was okay, and I thought there was something wrong with me, but now I know that that's okay. There are a lot of people that don't feel like they belong in the place that they're quote-unquote from, and people are like, well, you know, you're just lonely because you spend a lot of time alone, or you do that to yourself, or you're just not around the right people, or you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I can be lonely here in a room filled with people, obviously not during COVID time, but You know, I was at a bridal shower, and I just remember sitting at a table and, you know, outwardly laughing and smiling and, you know, doing your due diligence as a party goer. But internally, I just felt so different from everyone at the table, everyone at the party. You know, they're all losing their mind over cheese blocks and cutlery and, you know, the concept of marriage and being in one place forever and living in this place and settling down and putting roots here and just the whole concept of life, that life is here, meaning, you know, in the place that I currently live, and outside of it is sort of a foreign land. I just really don't, you know, jive with that concept. And I just remember a sudden profound sense of loneliness in a sea of people. And that sort of feeling, you know, made me realize and gave myself permission. I'm like, oh, I'm not happy here. I tried to force myself for a long time to be happy where I'm at. I thought, well, if I just will myself to like it more, if I just will myself to be happier, if I just pursue a job that I think people enjoy doing here, maybe I'll be happy. And none of that has been the case. And so I spent probably a miserable, let's say, 3 to 4 years doing that. I sort of copy and pasted what other people were doing without any emotional attachment to any of it. And I just didn't care. But I was like, well, people are doing this and they seem content and they like it here and they're or other people like them, and so I tried doing that, and I was so miserable, lost, sad, lonely, isolated, bored, so bored. I'll talk about more of that later, but yeah, I was just so confused. I was doing all the quote-unquote right things. I was trying to make myself happy. I was putting in the effort, but I wasn't. I was so far from that, you know, level of happiness that I thought I could manufacture. And finally, one day, it was like, oh, I can, you know, stand up from this dinner party of hell that I'm sitting in and walk away, and it's okay. I can still visit my family here. I can stop by and say hello to a friend here. But I can leave here. I can find another way of life that I resonate with more. It doesn't have to be this unified, structured life that comes with middle class existence. And that's okay if you want that. That's okay if you have that. But I can't do it. And it's so refreshing to realize that. It's so freeing. It's so magical to relieve yourself of that daunting feeling of, I'm doing it all right, but why am I so, so, so unhappy? And so that was something that I've really, really, really enjoyed understanding recently, and that permission to go, ugh, okay, I can leave, it's all right, has been so magical. And if I can say anything to anyone listening right now, it doesn't happen overnight, and it won't happen because I'm saying it to you right now, you know, give yourself permission, but eventually you'll absolve yourself of this sense of obligation or guilt or tradition or, you know, just sort of fake contentness that you've sort of created and think that will be the thing that, you know, will make you happy in the place that you are, whether it's a physical location or a mental location or a job or a relationship or whatever. Just giving yourself that space to assess what's going on and consider the option of leaving. Just take a step back and consider it. And eventually, if it's meant to be, or meant to be over, or you're meant to be in a different place, you'll come to that realization and you'll permit yourself to feel all the weird feelings that come along with it and do what you need to do. And I don't know, it's, I suggest, you know, if there's any part of your life that isn't suiting you, to maybe pursue that trajectory, because it's made me miles and miles happier. And I'm so grateful that I, you know, did enough personal digging for myself to come to that realization. But yeah, and another thing too that I sort of foreshadowed was the sense of boredom. I constantly feel so bored. Less so now that I have this really intense yoga class, but sometimes I'll be having a conversation with someone and it'll be a relatively mundane topic and my mind wanders and I just feel this intense lack of stimulation. And I've felt it a long time here, so I don't think it's COVID per se. But and I don't feel that sense when I'm alone. I can really keep myself occupied, and I'm my sort of own best companion, because I never really have a sense of boredom when I'm hanging out with myself, if that makes any sense. I love being alone, much to the chagrin of most of the people in my life. I'm naturally a loner. I don't know why, but that's how I'm wired. But I'm never lonely or bored when I'm alone. But recently, I've just really felt uninspired by a lot of the people around me, and I hate that feeling. And I need to find a way, either within myself, if I'm not listening enough to when people are talking, or if I need to surround myself with deeper people or people that are more like myself. I don't want an echo chamber, but maybe it goes back to this sense of loneliness, in that I'm not like the other people that live in the town that I'm from. I don't know, but I do know that I get this weird boredom when I'm around people that I just feel like there's a wall between us. You know, I'll be talking to someone and whatever they're saying, it's like my eyes glaze over and I go through the laundry list of things I need to do in my head, and you know, the conversation will be fine enough. What they're up to, general information about their life, work. But unless someone is having a deep, intense conversation, really about anything, it doesn't have to be about the existential dread you feel, or you know, 18th century literature or something like that, but if there has to be a passion or an interest behind the discussion, there has to be a purpose for it, there has to be, I don't even know, something on a deeper level, and I'm really missing that right now. And, you know, I get it with a few people in my life. I recently reconnected with a friend of mine, and it was so fun. It was like, brought me back, because I'm like, oh yeah, this is what conversing is all about. This is what having late night talks is all about. It's that like refreshed feeling after you step outside into the cold, after being inside, after having a long talk. It's like stepping into a pool and feeling refreshed and exhilarated and alive. And I get that too when I talk with my brother. my co-host Nate, and he always has such a unique take on things and talks from a place of passion and interest. And I'm sure you guys have heard it already if you've heard any other episodes. We sort of counterbalance each other. I'm on one extreme. He's not extreme, but he's in the middle, or usually leans a little bit towards the other way from me. But he's always someone that comes to the table prepared to talk. You know, I don't like a conversation to be one-sided. I don't like people talking at me, and I don't like talking at people. I think a conversation inherently is the flow back and forth, the dialogue. It's like a scene in a movie or a television show. If that dialogue is not bouncing back and forth, if there's not a cadence to it, a rhythm, there's not much to watch. And you don't want it to be a monologue. There's, you know, a monologue is well and good, but, you know, no one wants to watch an entire series that's a monologue. That's no fun. That's a one-woman show or one-man show, and, you know, those aren't the most fascinating things to watch, unless it's stand-up comedy, of course. But yeah, I am curious to see how this sense of boredom resolves itself, because I hate this feeling. I hate this sort of stuck in the mud with other human beings. You know, it's like a stuck muscle or something, or a, you know, sort of a, you know, everyone has a hip that's a little bit tighter than the other. Right now it's my left hip. I need to unstick that rickety hip and either with myself and make myself a better conversationalist, or find people that I can really speak to and sort of feel refreshed from after I leave a discussion with them. And maybe that's asking for too much. Who knows? But I'm hoping that it sort of resolves itself sooner rather than later. But right now I'm just so focused on accomplishing my yoga teacher training. My script writing class is going well. Potentially creating a read through, maybe on YouTube. I might throw it up after I move to video, which still has not happened yet. Please don't be mad. It's happening. I need to buy a tripod for my camera. So I might have a friend of mine play one character in my script, and I'll play the other character as just a placeholder and film a scene just to see how it would play out on camera, how it would actually, you know, in the most rough basic form, how the story would tell itself, just without any, you know, actual scenery, costumes, whatever, how it would just happen organically, closer to like a table read, I guess. But that's another thing that I'm excited for spending time on. Right now I sort of have too many tabs open at the moment. You know, on top of this yoga teacher training class, my script writing class, I'm redoing some home improvement projects. I received the ceiling tiles, putting in a faux tin ceiling in my office. So once there's a little office tour, either I'll throw it up on Instagram or YouTube, you'll be able to see what all this effort has gone to. But I like being busy. I think I forgot how much I enjoyed having a ton to do, because it keeps my brain off of existential dread. Political dread at the moment, our United States of America is fractured and in shambles, and has the coronavirus, and then it also has, you know, the virus of racism, conspiracy theories, all those sorts of fun things. So it's hard to sort of shut your brain down from panic. There's wildfires in California. The pandemic is a worldwide concern, so you can't really escape it. The economy is not great. There's just so much to be panicked about, and I'm naturally sort of a panicked person. I had existential dread about life before the pandemic. I always was concerned about the future of mankind, why we're here, you know, the purpose of human beings on the planet. Are we the only intelligent life form in our universe? What about other universes? What's going on there? Is there a higher power? What is the higher power? What religion would be correct? Is it a hybrid of all religions? And I can go on and on and on. But with everything else that's going on right now, I've just sort of had existential panic, dread, you know, to the umpteenth degree, because my natural disposition is, oh my God, the world is ending, which probably isn't the best place to be. But I have, weirdly, now that everyone's sort of at my panic level, I've sort of evened out. And now I'm sort of like, you know, the Big Lebowski, you know, hey, what's up, everybody, you know, chill, let's all just, you know, chill out, it'll all figure itself out, or the earth will spontaneously combust, and the pandemic will kill us all. Who knows? But we're living currently right now in a world that I don't think anyone could have feasibly drawn up. You know, they say truth is stranger than fiction, and I don't think anyone could have really written this story. I don't think anyone would have even optioned this story as a script, because it would have sounded too far-fetched. But look, we're living in this insanity at the moment, and it's so, so wild. So yeah, I don't even know where I was going with that one, but yeah, I'm very curious to see, you know, I'm filming this right now in 10/28, and the election is in the United States coming very, very soon. So I think this level of existential dread that I have, and now that the whole world has has wonderfully adopted, but especially in the United States, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen. I hope it's a smooth, peaceful transfer of power, but if not, I'm considering moving out of the United States. I'm currently working for the Biden campaign, so I will at least have known that I did my very best and everything that was in my power to sort of change the tides. Whether you're a Republican or not, or a Democrat, or an independent, or a Green Party person, I myself probably am more Green Party or progressive. I think maybe we can kind of all sort of vibe on the same page that maybe this level of division isn't super great, and we probably need someone that's not a man with the initials DT. Maybe you might disagree with me here, but that's just my take on the situation. And, you know, I did study political science for 4 years, so I do have some facts in my tool belt. But I guess I'm going to end today's podcast with, I don't know, maybe a call to action. You know, earlier in the podcast, I talked about giving yourself permission. This week, maybe give yourself permission to let something go. Of course, that's always an option. Or to try something new. To allow yourself to be bad at something new. Because I know, personally, I'm such a perfectionist. I despise being bad. But if you give yourself the permission up front, say, I'm new to this, I'm going to be terrible, and it's okay. You can stumble upon some pretty incredible things in your life. And for me personally, one of those things when I said, okay, I'm going to be bad at this, is this thing I'm doing right now, podcasting. I just said, okay, this is happening. It's going to be terrible. Or maybe it won't be, but it might be. And that's okay if it is. And look at us now. If you're listening right now, I'm on, what, episode 12 and doing a thing that I had to start from the beginning. I was an amateur. And hopefully I'll slowly start to improve. But yeah, give yourself permission. It's okay. And if you can't give permission to yourself, I'm giving you the first step of saying it's okay. I'm giving you permission to do the thing you want to do. Get rid of the thing you want to get rid of. Have the breakup. Go get the divorce. Do the thing. Don't do the thing. Quit the job. Get the new job. I'm opening the door. Just a crack. You got to open it the rest of the way. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Email any suggestions, questions, comments, concerns. 11jacobsa@gmail.com. Follow me on the social, on Instagram at the happiest sad person podcast. Shoot me DMs with suggestions. Follow. Hopefully I'm going to come out with some stickers, some merch maybe of the new logo. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.